Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Today I'm talking a little bit about a misnomer, artificial intelligence. Human beings defined the term intelligence, period, exclamation point, question mark. And then anything that human beings create in the terms of the intelligence world is considered artificial, which it isn't, because it's intelligence. So I'm pushing for a change in the world of artificial intelligence to actually consider intelligence focused on the delivery mechanism, robotic intelligence, automotive intelligence, manufacturing intelligence, spaceflight intelligence, and then eventually probably even home intelligence and home computer, home phone, home whatever intelligence. The reality is that intelligence is simply a moniker that humans created. It's a construct. It doesn't really exist in the universe. You don't find massive numbers of intelligence blobs floating around in the universe. You find hydrogen and you find helium and you find iron and you find, you know, bits of asteroids and bits of comets, but you don't find intelligence. It's a human construct. And I'm sure if there's an alien species out there listening to humanity, they're probably snickering because they call intelligence something else. They call intelligence Bob. It is an interesting reality of where we are and what people think about. But the other side of intelligence is that people are afraid of it. People are afraid of it in other people. The old joke, and I spent many years working in a company, and one of the things I used to do is go into meetings, and I always knew who was the smartest and who was the most ambitious person in the room. Because the ambitious person arrived late and controlled the meeting, and the smartest person often didn't say anything. They listened, they heard, and then they spoke. And sometimes, you know, you got to have somebody like me who stirs the pot and gets the smart people talking by ticking them off enough, by saying crazy things that they look around and go, okay, I'm going to respond because this guy is not going to shut up. But, you know, the reality of the situation is that you have to think about this, right? You have to consider intelligence. And so, you know, as we have this age of intelligence coming, I think it's very interesting, I think it's very intriguing to consider the reality of intelligence. What we consider intelligence today isn't always intelligence. It isn't always the reality of smart, because smart is another side of intelligence, although I would argue that the reason that people came up with the concept of street smarts versus book smarts is because common sense is critical. But intelligence and common sense go hand in hand. Very few people will intentionally put their hand in the mouth of a crocodile. Some will. And, you know, hey, it's awesome if you're willing to do that. That's great. That's your thing. Congratulations. Personally, I don't think I could ever do that because, you know, I'd be the one the crocodile decided to bite. And I wouldn't blame the crocodile for that, right? That's what crocodiles do. Crocodiles bite because crocodiles bite. You know, I wouldn't tick off a Kodiak bear simply because when a Kodiak bear stands up, most likely it's going to be a half a foot or more taller than me. And I really don't want to get swatted by that big claw-bearing paw. The reality of the world is that intelligence is a human construct, something we've created, something we measure, something we control. So if we create an intelligence, it isn't artificial. It's real. It's an intelligence just like us. It is, however, something that we should consider and evaluate and be careful with. And the reason I'm saying that is if you look at the predominance of movies that are out there, and there's a link to my Hub Pages article that goes into detail on this, but there's a number of movies that an artificial intelligence goes rogue. One of them is Terminator, one of my favorite, but you know, Terminator is really the story of an artificial intelligence that was created to control the defense systems and missile systems of a country. It went wild because its focus, its function, its primary goal driving it was prevent war at all costs. Skynet began to realize that the best way to prevent war was to kill human beings, to get rid of the perpetrators of war. And so Skynet, you know, basically kills humans, builds the Terminators and sends them out to kill humans because humans are the cause of war. So if you eradicate humans at that point, you eradicate war. It's an anti-war book, I guess, and then an anti-war movie, as it were. So as we think about intelligence in the world around us, let's take a moment, take a breath, and realize that no matter what we do, intelligence is already here. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you very much for reaching my podcast.